Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is Keisha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul, KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
It's your man, Mastermind, the Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now, real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team. Slipping snippets from the show where they salute the name. The underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. It's UGS for life for you busters that don't know them. Down with Crazy Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. It's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion when you can hear Prez's voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever they name get mentioned. From Pittsburgh, Patrick, they gon' teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at they door in bandanas. For screaming real hip-hop and supporting them swag. Show up at their club for breakfast, y'all are back to back. Take aim at the lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay him, smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm asking
them. Mash it and attack it.
Turning taxing for every question got me asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast them. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
Where the real is at? Just check the archive, man. You know, check the fucking archive. Let me bring out my calls from brother.
Yes,
Mac,
sir.
How you doing?
What up,
man?
Fred? No, I'm good, you know. Kicking back.
Beautiful, you know what I'm saying, spring night, about 65 degrees where I'm at. Let's bring on Pittsburgh Patrick. He's in the building. What's up, Pittsburgh?
Yo, what up, fellas?
What up, bro?
How y'all doing?
Doing this show, man, episode 403. Last week, you know, Spice and Badass didn't come through. I did hear back from Spice. You know, we're going to try to get that done in the future. Badass, you know, don't know for sure exactly what's going on. But hopefully we'll get him in the future, too. Tonight, we're having a show no matter what. Now, the chat's supposed to call her live. I've been communicating with her, got some dope tracks from her. So hopefully we get her on the show. But if not, man, we got an interview that we actually did a couple weeks ago, fellas, with AZ. I think you remember that very well, Pittsburgh Patrick. You definitely, that was one of the ones that you, I think you were shocked more than anything because you probably didn't expect it, did you?
I didn't even know it was a possibility of getting them. Like, that was on, like, you know, one of the, on my short list of people I always wanted to have on the show, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, once people hear the interview, they'll hear that, like, I wasn't on the whole time. Like, I came home, got online, and I saw your message saying that he was on with AZ. And, you know, I was like, what the fuck, AZ? I was hoping I didn't miss it, you know what I mean? Because I saw your message was from, like, you know, 20 minutes prior to that, I'm like, man, I hope he's still on. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's dope that he came through, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, man. I was glad you guys were able to call in and help me do the interview. Well, you know, the good thing about that shit is, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be reaching out to people at all different times because right now, you know, it's prime time for a lot of people to be in the studio, a lot of people to be at home with their families, winding down from a day of work or, you know, so a lot of people, you know, come 9 o'clock Central or 10 o'clock Eastern, depending on where you are, a lot of people are ready to kick up their feet and say, fuck it. So we might have some pre-records, you know what I'm saying, here in the future. Matter of fact, we definitely will. Let's bring on this caller here. I believe this is Exit Only. Is Exit?
What's going on with your family?
What's up, brother?
What's going on with your family, y'all? Good. Good. Pittsburgh, Pat, prayers.
What up, Exit?
Oh, it's number love here, man. Number love here.
Hell yeah, man. We got a dope show. We're supposed to have a Chad come on here. You know, I've been like I said before, I've been in touch with her all week, so I'm hoping it goes down. You know, but we haven't been having much luck as of lately. You know, past couple shows, actually the last show, we had two guests. They didn't show up, Spice and Badass. But like I said, we're still committed to getting them back on the show. We want our listeners to check that out. You know what I'm saying? If we tell you we're going to have someone on the show 9 times out of 10, or 99 times out of 100 might be more accurate, we're going to do it. You know, we're going to make it happen one way or the other. You know, except I will say this. So, except people like Twisted, them motherfuckers straight blew us off. Them dudes, you know what I'm saying, they agreed to it. They committed to it. And at the last minute, they just pulled out. It wasn't a situation where, you know, motherfucker fell asleep or forgot they had studio time. No, they just, with no explanation, said, fuck it, we ain't doing the show. And that was it. You know what I'm saying? I got the correspondence with their publicists. So, you know, we ain't going to be committed to it. So if you're a Twisted fan, sorry, you're not going to hear them on the Murder Master Music Show. You know what I'm saying? At least not in the foreseeable future. We definitely don't. We don't like people that put themselves above others. Man, we're all for the underground and independent artists. You know what I'm saying? And these guys that claim, some of these guys that claim to be underground and independent, really, they put themselves in a whole different universe. Man, they actually think they're bigger than what they are. And that's not right at all. You know, you got to be humble. And, you know what I'm saying? Otherwise, somebody will humble you eventually.
Indeed.
It will happen.
Indeed.
You know? But, while we're waiting for the chat, you know, we're going to go into one of these tracks that you sent me. This one here is called The Old Me. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully the old me isn't too old to pick up the phone and call it so we can get this interview done. But regardless, we got this AZ interview coming up. You don't want to miss it, so don't go nowhere. This is the old me on the chat right here on the Murder Master Music Show.
Y'all getting that money, ain't it? I see y'all out here balling, done, getting that paper, racks on racks. Tell the bitch hoes something. Yeah.
Go fuck around, just turn me back to the old me. Go fuck around, just turn me back to the old me.
Smack down, we ain't robbing niggas up out of seamers. We low key jumping out legs now. Fell off for a moment, get my black mask and my black glock. All these funny niggas doing, send my niggas in day spot. Black side, I get it, get it, don't it, then we spit it up. My hands clean, my goose posted up, wait for me to ship it up. Then I'm back to the trap, somewhere I said that I would never be. Times hard, this shit fucked up, I can get my money easily. Down me a couple of O's, a couple of O's, and mine is going down. Shit, your girl, she gone now. Heard from a couple of bitches that your nigga, he got that work. Out here splurging, showing out for a bitch, don't know we can get him hurt. Yeah.
Go fuck around, just turn me back to the old me. Go fuck around, just turn me back to the old me.
Pockets, nigga, wallets, that's the old me. I get back with the shit, it
ain't eating, niggas owe me. I'm down to make some signs and get some change. I can't go broke. Flip a brick or two, these junkies out here know they love dope. Niggas be trying to holler off the top, I'm about my dollars. Breaking niggas, make them give me what I want, yeah, I'm a scholar. And yeah, my nigga love me, put no one above me. Under the pillar, on the left side is where them plugs be. I be by my paper, if I change, then I'm changing quick. A bitch that ain't scared of for nothing, I live life so dangerous. Ask the nigga about me, he gon' tell you that I'm real. He gon' tell you that I got a plug, and I'm cutting deals, yeah.
That's for sure. She's one of the coldest females, actually. I always thought she was
sticking
harder
to the
than
script.
You, man. I definitely, you know, she killing it. But, you know, so far no call, but, you know, like I said, things happen. If they do, we'll go into this AV interview after we play a few tracks. You know what I'm saying? We might play some tracks, but on the exit only, man. You got that. That fire, and you're still putting out more music. You're working with all types of people. I look forward to Immortal Words. Are you getting ready to drop that here in the summer, or are you looking at a fall release?
I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen, Prez. I'm gonna put you up on a little piece of game. I done actually talked to Scratch and everything. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and drop it this summer. But I'm adding a couple of songs to it, and I'm breaking it down into two albums.
Oh, shit.
Partner of mine was sitting there talking to me after he heard it, man. He said, that's just literally too much dope to be releasing at one time. Because he said, it's enough to actually be able to break into two. And after I went and listened to it, I think that's what I'm going to do. So we're going to go back and revise a couple of things, man, and we're going to release Immortal Words Volume 1 and Words Are Immortal Volume 2.
That's what I'm talking about.
And you heard it. You heard it first here on UGS for Life. And the reason that I've been connected with everybody, man, is because of y'all, man, because of you, because of Pat. And I thank y'all, man, for introducing me to a variety of hip-hop heads who actually love the game like I do. And there's some more coming, you know what I'm saying? I still got a couple of more verses out there that they ain't even put together yet and sent them back. So it's plenty more coming, so. I thank y'all, man. And also, while I got the opportunity, Pat, I want to apologize about last night. They're going through a whole lot of personal issues, man. Couldn't really get to the phone to actually hit up, you know what I'm saying, the show last night. So that's on me.
That's
I apologize
cool,
for that.
Yeah,
you ain't
gonna
been
apologize,
to,
man. It's all good,
yeah,
man.
Been
to, you don't gotta apologize. You know what I'm saying?
They're trying to balance a lot, man, and get a lot of things done. But, yeah, Immortal Words will be coming this summer, and probably right after this summer, right after that, I'm going to release Words Are Immortal. So I'm breaking it down into two volumes.
Hell yeah, man. That's a good idea. It is a lot of dope to consume at once, you know.
Yeah, that's what one of my partners told me. It took him a whole week to actually just sit there and listen to it. He was like, man, it's just entirely too much. He was like, he had to rewind and go back and hear, did he say that? So it was like he basically just gave me the best advice possible. So all ready to talk to Scratch. We're going to redo the covers. We're going to do two covers, you know what I'm saying? And we're gonna put it out there in the public, man. I hope the public loves it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And shout out to Scratch, too, man. That's another guy. This guy, literally, he did more artwork in the last year than our previous graphic guy did in about 6 years. You know what I'm saying? He's just out there getting with everybody and turning out dope projects, man. I'm glad to see he's going to do your art as well. You're a bad art, bad artist yourself, man. You got a lot of graphics you put out yourself that's pretty dope. know what I'm saying? You did one of me the other day. Appreciate that, man.
Oh, man, that's nothing. That's nothing. I dibble and dabble with it. I'm actually an artist. I actually am wicked with the pencil. And like I said, it's going to be a great, great thing coming up. Me and Scratch had already talked about a lot of stuff. I got some stuff that I'm going to be doing for him, which I'm going to actually ink out, and he's going to actually analyze it and flip it over in computer mode. I can't wait for us to actually get up on that also. But, man. It's a lot of things coming, man. Like I say, I'm just y'all family. I'm just happy to be a part of the family, man, part of the team, have everybody around so loyal and committed to where it's like I'm lost for words, you know what I'm saying? I've been searching for this shit like my whole life and finally fell off into a melting pot of people who think like I do. And it's beautiful, man. It's just beautiful. So it's a lot more coming, man. It ain't yet stopped, and it ain't finna stop.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And that shows you folks that this shit does do what it's designed to do, man. We didn't start underground society just for it to sit there and nobody make use of it. It's good to see people actually connecting with each other. You know what I'm saying? Cats from all over the country are not screaming UGS for life again, all over the world. And it's a beautiful thing, man. They ain't asking for shit for nobody. They all working together and helping each other. You know what I'm saying?
I got so many people want a copy. So many people want the T-shirt. Y'all going to have to bring it back.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have to get them T-shirts back. That's a must. You know what I'm saying? I get some just straight UGS for life T-shirts too and hats. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely something I want to do as well. You know.
Hoodies would be dope, man. UGS for life hoodies would be dope.
Indeed, one is coming.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All that shit. Well, if we're gonna do that, hit up the page. Go to the website and hit that donation page. You know what I'm saying? A few bucks, whatever you feel, you know, anything and everything is gratefully appreciated. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep doing what we got to do. But I think the chat, I don't know, man, we're 17 minutes into it, and it's third in a row. But so what, man? It's episode 403. That only makes sense. We're still going to continue the show. We got some more with chat tracks we're going to play, but like I said, we got the brother X and only on. I want to play some of his music because this guy definitely needs to be heard. You know what I'm saying? You know you're going to hear him here, but, you know, if you're a radio station, get him on the show. You know what I'm saying? Play his music, sing with Scratch, LDP, D-Tag. All these guys got a lot of fucking talent doing their thing, and it's good to see it happen. Definitely good to see it happen. And you've been doing this for a while, so you know what it's like, you know what I'm saying, like you said, to finally find people to network with. And like Fred Stye, you hooked up with Fred Stye, and you guys, you know what I'm saying, you guys just been making phenomenal music together. You know, you got the League, you know what I'm saying, doing all kinds of different things. So
It's several things coming. The Mob Project is coming, you know, I'm going to be with that, you know what I'm saying? I done hooked up with a whole, like I said, once again, I thank you, man, because if it wasn't for what you, Mac J, and Pat doing with this show, more people listen than y'all actually know that actually listen. And it's like this thing has actually expanded. Y'all are the core of the underground society. Y'all are the core. All roads lead out from UGS for life. And I'm saying that because that's what it is, and everybody's starting to hear it and know it now. So, man, I thank you for actually giving me an opportunity to let my voice and words being heard. And it's a beautiful thing. That's all I can say, man. Start working on a project together. That's coming. Is Mac J on the line?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm on there, brother. I'm right here. Yeah,
man, most definitely. And that's good to know because also on this project, man, you're going to have to actually get together and do a little something-something. I know you do a little something-something, so don't act like you don't do a little something-something. But we're going to have to get something-something together, man, and we're going to actually put it up on one of these albums. I'm sitting there saying it now so you'll go ahead and know about it, so when I actually shoot you the track, we can work.
That's what's up, X, man. I really appreciate you.
Oh, man, indeed,
yeah,
man.
Oh, yeah, I've been telling Mac for years, man. He's a dope artist. Matter of fact, that song Gangster, we got that on the board. We might as well play that tonight, too. That's a classic. Didn't you find a bunch of stuff you did back in the day, man, from like 05, 06 on CD recently?
I heard you play some of them a couple months ago.
Yeah, give me them junks, man. We need to play that shit as well. You know what I'm saying? Good music has no time left, man.
No.
Real talk.
Because y'all actually be bumping joints of mine that was done like damn near a decade ago. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, music don't have no time here. It's like shit. If you ain't heard it, it's new to you. So, you know what I'm saying? I done released a lot of stuff that I had been sitting on and I was hesitant about it. And I shoot it over and y'all love it. So it's like, man, it's still life there. And I just, like I said, I'm just happy to be a part of everything, man. I'm talking about beyond words happy. I can't even express it. You see, every time I tag something, it's UGS for life, because it is. It's UGS for life. Going to actually go get it tattooed and going to sit there. And when I do, I'm going to put that picture up to let you know that that's done, because I really mean this. You know what I'm saying? This is home. You know what I'm saying? I actually was just a caller, just like Pat. I just call in to listen because I love what y'all do, and y'all open up a whole arena to where I can speak and my music be heard, man. And, you know, a big salute and appreciation for that. I could say it's overwhelming.
Too, man.
Sometimes it feels like a dream. It really does. I'm just glad to be a part of individuals who love this shit like I do.
Tell you, man, you know, we're honored to have you with us because, you know what I'm saying, what you do for us is, you know, I mean, shit, you rep us all the time, man, all the fucking time, and turn people on to the show, and you know, and that's what it's about. That's what we're all supposed to do. We're supposed to rep for each other and you know what I'm saying, let people know what's out there, and, you know what I'm saying, salute to you for all you do, man. My hat's off to you, brother. Real talk.
Man, it's just, it's love. That's what you do when you're with family. You hold up for family. I went and did the video for my partner, Tuki the Gatekeeper, 2K, that's getting ready to come out. And when you see the video, I got on the UGS for Life t-shirt in the video. It's like, you know what I'm saying, everybody know when they see me what I am a part of and what I represent, and I uphold it well. So, man, I'm honored. You know what I'm saying? I'm literally just honored.
Hell yeah, man. Real talk, man. Salute to all you guys, man, because everybody on this line dedicates themselves to what we're doing, and you know what I'm saying, we all work with each other to try to shed light on underground artists as well in different regions, you know what I'm saying, and people doing other shows too, like Doggy Diamonds, and, you know, trying to just shed light on things, man, and like what Poppy's doing. You know, a lot of people get banned by the past. Poppy's still fighting that shit daily. He's exposing the motherfuckers daily. You know what I'm saying? Putting his life on the line. You know, how can you not
get don't get no pay here.
Like,
you know. He don't get no pay here. Abusing kids, no pay.
Exactly.
No pay. If he go to jail, he'll be butt fucked and raped.
It's well, that's what they deserve, you know, for life.
Real talk. Raped to death, literally raped to death, until he died, literally. Because you don't do that to kids, man. When you got innocence like that, Poppy them are grown men now, and they still affected by that torment that they went through. You do not do that to children. What children go through affect them in their adult life. You know what I'm saying? The route I took was because I lost my father at a young age. I felt like I was robbed, so I went out there. And I'm still affected by that in my life. So shit like what I don't even like calling his name, what that fuck nigga did, you don't do shit like that. I mean, you really, really, really don't. And he deserved to go to jail. I'm just being flat honest with you. And I know Big Bubba waiting on him to actually get up in there. I don't give a fuck how big he is. He could be bent over on the inside. Real talk.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, man. These guys, there's got to be, well, see, the thing that gets me is the OGs are not speaking up. They're just like, fuck it. And they did the same thing when the Swaggers came in and took over the game. They just said, fuck it. You know, we're just going to stay back and not say
enough.
Some of them are.
OG, fucking media, too, man. Like, there's people out here today that don't even know about that shit. You know what I mean?
But it's starting to change. I don't know if y'all really paying attention to it. Watch all these commercials playing 90s music. Watch everybody actually. It's starting to change. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like now, I guess everybody then got on everybody else's ass about why the fuck you letting this shit get a pass. So it's starting to actually change. And I'm looking at it. Me and my wife was talking about it earlier tonight because we were sitting there looking at a commercial, and I'm talking about we watched four commercials back-to-back, and every last one of them had 90s music in. And I'm sitting there like, it's coming back. You know what I'm saying? You cannot kill real hip-hop because it's a culture. It's something that exists in the soul. You have to murder individuals to kill real hip-hop. Long as I'm breathing, real hip-hop exists. Long as y'all breathing, real hip-hop exists. And other people feel the same way. I sit there and listen to Monty and watch his post when he put up things. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's like you can't stop it. And it's going to surface back to the top. And the beauty about it is when it come back, it's no regions no more. It's no lines. Everybody fucking with everybody. We done crossed all boundaries. It's like, shit, New York fucking with California. The South fucking with the West and the Midwest. Everything is actually then came together. And now we got people even overseas that then came in. So, nah, you can't stop this. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Let them dress wearing motherfuckers do whatever the fuck they want to do until that shit fucking fade out because people getting tired of seeing grown men dressed like bitches. And I know I'm not the only one. I hear it every day. People getting tired of it.
One thing that's good is like, I peeped something last week that, you know, like-minded individuals like President mentioned, Doggy Diamond. Like, if you look at the UGS views, like the Reverb Nation, the YouTube views, and then look at all the views Doggy Diamond gets, I mean, man, like, sometimes we're doing as good as the other ones, like the mainstream ones. You know what I mean? And that's because
it just depends on the format,
I think that people respect it because we're not a fucking clown show. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, you know, Prez don't have to have me or Matt J come on every day and be a fucking clown and, you know, just say something for shock value or, like, just start drama with a guest or dumb shit like that. Like, we're just, you know, our shit's legit and we're doing good fucking interviews. You know what I mean? Like, I think with people like Charlamagne and shit, like, people like this, you know what I mean? Like, they like the confrontations he had and shit, but, I mean, man, that shit only works for so long. Like,
man, did it fade?
Once they see who you really are, like, they might like one, like, oh, I like what he said to so-and-so. But then, like, so they might start watching them, and then after a while, like, oh, man, like, his job is just to say crazy shit and, to, you know, to rub people the wrong way for shock. But, like, people get tired of that shit, man, because it doesn't have lasting power, man. That might get, you know, that might get you hot for a little bit, man. But, fuck, man, I think it's better to have a solid fan base than to have, you know, 5 million people like you today and then 4 million of those
not
people
like,
hate you
not
tomorrow.
Fuck with you a year from now. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, them same fans that love all those people, like, and rappers alike, man, like, you know, all them rappers that are just trying to make a hot record, them same fans that fucking love you right now, man, will hate you next year. You know 100%. What I mean?
Oh, yeah. Stay with us, man. You know what I mean?
Well, the real stands, man, and everybody really starting to actually see that. I just not too long ago did an interview with First Up Fam, and you know, I constantly plug UGS for Life. They even share shit from my page, which is UGS for Life. That lets you know that this shit is really expanding. This is underground hip hop. This is the real deal. It's not that reality show bullshit, and we're not gonna let them turn real hip hop into that reality show bullshit. You know, Charlamagne, the bitch can do whatever the fuck he want to do, and them bitches in dresses can sit there and dance around to some transvestite run up in them. We don't fuck with that bullshit, and the real knows that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I give a shout-out to everybody out there who represent that real hip-hop and want it to still stay alive and exist. And we ain't going nowhere. It's not going to stop. As long as we got outlets like what y'all doing, what's happening over here, it's not going to stop. They just got to really just deal with it, period. They got to deal with it. We're going to put their ass back in baggy jeans. They're gonna get them fucking tight pants back to their sisters in a minute, because it's going to be a fucking laughing joke when they walk the streets with them.
Yeah, you got to... It's got to come back full circle, you know, because you know people are seeing it, and they're seeing how it's continuing to get worse and worse. Like Lil Uzi Vert and all these weirdos, you know what I'm saying? It's at the point now where it's like, is there anything else that you guys are going to support other than these clowns? Is there any type of lane or avenue for real fucking conscious hip hop or street hip hop?
There's a song out right now that it seems like it's getting around, and a lot of people heard it. It's called Wonder Why. It's from this female rapper. She's one of Kay Slay's artists. Her name's Miss Hustle. And on the track, she got Saigon and Locksmith. Locksmith's from, like, the Bay Area. He's one of the best, like, freestyle rappers.
Oh, yeah, he's the truth with it.
And it's a, you know, it's a conscious song. It's like a, you know, semi-political song. And
well, people want substance nowadays.
Ever since Chase Lay dropped it, man, it's been getting around a lot, man. And, I mean, all the verses on it are good, man, and I think that, you know, hopefully people just start fucking listening, and, like, when you hear a song like that, be like, wow, this isn't the same kind of fucking music as, you know, Lil Uzi Vert and shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? And it just needs to take a turn, man. You know what I mean? That's all it takes
to see young guys coming up making dope shit.
Yeah, man.
Like that big dude Afro. He's very lyrical. You know, so I try to get him on the show as well. He's actually doing an album with Ari the Rugged Man. That should be dope.
They're coming to Pittsburgh.
So
long as y'all got outlets like what's happening here, and that's why I have to salute you so much, Prez. And I'm talking about, I do it even when I'm not on the show. I always big up what y'all do with UGS for Life, and I thank God for this opening. We just got to actually figure out a way to bring this shit larger. Fuck radio, you know what I'm saying, period. Just fuck radio. Fuck all them payoli-accepting motherfuckers, all those puppets, because that's what they are, they're puppets. That shit is going to die. People look at it now as a joke. So it's like substance is coming back, man. It's about substance. Everybody wants something that 10 years from now they can go back and listen to. You know, all the old school joints that you play, man, them shits are still relevant to this day. Every last one of them. I freaked out when Nino was on the show and you played the old Straight from the Deck. Freaked the fuck out. You know how long it been since I heard it, and it had the same effect on me the first time I heard it. And the new joint that they did is hot also. So it's like the old heads are still here. You know what I'm saying? And not just still here, still going strong and still spitting like ridiculous. Shan, man, everybody that I done heard. So it's like, no, it ain't going nowhere. That bullshit just going to have to die. It's going to have to die. It's no other way around it. It's going to have to die. Or else that shit just not going to get no more play because people getting tired of hearing it.
It's going to die with dope music like this. Exit Only, Legend. Be right back.
Exit Only.
Yeah.
Ricky B. Yeah.
Take it low.
I am E-Dot. And this is Legend EMT.
When you pop off, haters, they look at you like a knockoff.
Yeah.
Mad as fuck, cause they girls be riding your jock off. It's serious. Gangs had too much to eat. Supplicate, cause the money never fluctuate. It's a tough debate in the city, according to this rap shit. Where I stand, cause most of these niggas front and back.
Okay.
Crisscross, you act shit. I just told them jump. Rick, are you serious? Or this an episode of Punk? I am, and you can say the next. I woke up from the full metals and sleepy hollows. On the beat, like a 50 with intent to grind. Go shorty, yeah, yeah, was a friend of mine. I bounced that off, yo, hold up. Corner boys had the whole block sold up. See, it's two ways, I just wanna go in on them. Rap life or street life, then go in on them. I am the innocent, guilty one. Depends on the charge if I'm sentenced to kill me one. Yeah, and the whole city empty. No cushion, no haters, or no other shit to tempt me. So the charge is bogus, guess you would stay alert. Yeah, I really think these motherfuckers like that paperwork. Play the music and let the lady twerk. Overweight, homie, look here, you gotta pay me first. Virgin was first done by the done daughter. Four-armed guns, Popeye with a Long Island. And you could jump around for the dangerous price of fame. But welcome to the house of pain. Truth is,
I am.
A nation that's known for being the best at what he do.
I am.
You in the midst of a legend. Stand up.
I am.
Hold up this home. Hold up this community.
I am.
Hold up this surroundings.
Here we go.
Dictator.
Me and my ego are duo. Now that's a double feature. So when I turn up, it's with two cups. I am Dua Lipa. I am legend. As Will Smith did a two-seater. But drag you through these muddy waters like a blue singer. The wrong number, a dead ringer, the gunslinger. So why you sleeping on your kinfolks, Jerry Springer? I left them shook, watch them fall like a game of Jenga. The smell of victory in the air is all I need to linger. Why you mingle on single sites to get attention? Upgrade your gigabytes and then you got some memory missing. I am legend, veteran, legion, we are missing. Automatic switch to steady, quick to knock off any enemy. I suppose y'all done a few shows, I have rocked it. Y'all please the view and get the big head, Lionel Richie. Y'all full of hot air, inner tube, recycling material to go viral on YouTube. Y'all do what you do, I remain true, I am legend. You can Google when I came, I still remain relevant. Open confession to the reverend, I just spit the lessons. For all you adolescents, pop quiz testing. Get pop quick testing, a legend, real OG. About to make this rap game pay what it owe me. Test out your feelings, set the ghost free. When power build up a name, your friends become your enemies.
Yeah, this is some legendary shit right here.
And I am.
Legend. Your homie Bigelow, fucking around with legends.
I am.
Legendary. You know, nigga, Jackson, nigga, we mean what we say.
I am.
Legendary. 16 niggas showing up at the doorstep, fully automatic.
Mac J, bitch. Yeah. Back for the first time, you whack ass motherfuckers. I'm gonna let you know I'm a real motherfucking gangster. You know what I'm talking about? That UGS shit. The underground society shit. It's Mac J and his bitch. You know what I'm saying? Gangster. 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 Motherfucking gangster. Gangsta ass nigga, if you ever seen one. Black fitted, black hoodie and my motherfucking gun. I'm a gangsta ass nigga. Have you ever seen one? You ain't never seen one. You ain't never seen one. I'm a gangsta ass nigga, if you ever seen one. And I don't rock no skinny jeans or no Air Force Ones. I'm a gangsta ass nigga. Have you ever seen one? You ain't never seen one. You ain't never seen one. Mac J,
face.
Yeah.
Still the same nigga, bitch.
Uh-huh.
Little older, game colder, grab your ice picks. Call your pastor, it's disaster when I touch down. I'm running hard through your squad like I'm Jim Brown. I'm that new era,
yeah.
Like fitted caps.
Uh-huh.
If they snitch on me, they getting kidnapped. Cause half of these niggas be soft as hell. Real quick to go run and tail. Crack their head like the Liberty Bell. Then walk away slow just like a snail. You niggas blind. Talking about you moving keys. The only time you push it is when you grab your car keys. You ain't moving birds. Nigga, you pathologic. You ain't got no dope, not even no ounces of chronic. And these bitches in these streets out here faking deals. Stiletto heels and mini skirts. Choosing niggas cause they wheels. 22's a higher. Sucking dicks like pacifier. Anything so you can buy it. If you don't, then she's a liar. Gangsta ass nigga, if you ever seen one. Black fitted, black hoodie in my motherfucking gun. I'm a gangsta ass nigga. Have you ever seen one? You ain't never seen one. You ain't never seen one. I'm a gangsta ass nigga if you ever seen one. And I don't rock no skinny jeans or no Air Force Ones. I'm a gangsta ass nigga. Have you ever seen one? You ain't never seen one. You ain't never seen one. So please, don't make me pop in the clip. Cause these bullets will make you hop like Scotty Pip. I knock you out the ring like my sky ever rock, man. Me pistol popping, I got a plastic Glock in. Mac 10 SK with banana clip. Bet not trip if you slip. I let it rip a hole right through your motherfucking carcass.
Why you shoot him, cuz?
Cuz he started all this ruckus. Motherfuck this. Popping in another cartridge. Say one more thing. Have you singing like the Partridge? Family, it's casualties if you battle me. If they scatter me, round them up like some cattle. See, grab the cake, let it spray. Show they made a wrong play. Blown away. See you on another day. Now we blaze, hustling waves and mass D, my dub H, family, immortal soldiers. No one told you we coming for that takeover.
Gangsta ass nigga, if you ever seen one. Black fitted, black hoodie, and my motherfucking gun. I'm a gangsta ass nigga. Have you ever seen one? You ain't never seen one. You ain't never seen one. I'm a gangsta ass nigga if you ever seen one. And I don't rock no skinny jeans or no Air Force Ones. I'm a gangsta ass nigga. Have you ever seen one? You ain't never seen one.
Now verse 3 is strictly for the lame. Streamy swagger ass rappers. Y'all wearing Megans up in skinny jeans. And it seems since I didn't got a little older, probably walking around with purses on your shoulders. And it's a shame, bruh. Why? Cause where I came from, you get the shit slapped out of your face for looking like one of them dumb dumb. Cause half of these niggas is soft as cotton. Behind my back, I know they be plotting. Me pistol, I'm popping. I'm blessing you bitches and vacate the spot. And get away from the scene. Ain't no time to be caught up by Jake's. You niggas is taking, you stay gonna get ate up like some frosted flakes. Man, I'm throwed in the game like a pass from Peyton. That's why these niggas be hating. No debating. I'm never shaking. Your head mixed up like it's a racial dating. Man, what the fuck is up? Cause I'm drunk. Drink a whole fifth, now I'm drunk. Who got the weed rolled up? Never been a punk or a scrub, so niggas show me love. When we hit the club, ain't nobody gon' test. Hit him in the chest, niggas should've wore vest. Now he laid to rest, cause he tried to flex. It's Mac J the best, we say fuck the rest. Man, similar plan, I blow your brains out your motherfucking head. You heard what I said? Got the infrared, you sent to the man for talking to best, nigga, we prepared. Bitch ass motherfuckers, and I'm telling you right now, it's the first of many to come. You hoe ass niggas, it's UGS for life in this motherfucker. We ain't playing no motherfucking games with you. It's Mac J in this whole 2013, you weak ass hoes. You know what I'm saying? Gangsters in this motherfucker, and we ain't playing no motherfucking games with you. I'm telling you, this the first single dropping off. Everything I'm coming with gonna be hard gangster shit. It's time to take this motherfucking game back. And all you weak ass motherfuckers that steady be running your motherfucking mouth talking about your gangster, you ain't never seen no motherfucking gangster. None of you motherfuckers ain't seen a gangster. You ain't never seen one.
But you heard one.
You know?
You heard two, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That was Gangsta by Mac J. Before that was the homie Exit Only in French Style with Immortal. That's some dope shit, man. Dope shit. We look forward to that. You know what I'm saying? More of that coming in the future. In the meantime, here in the next day or two, we got episode 5 in the Murder Mix. We got all kinds of artists from everywhere. I mean, we got, shit, man. Of course, Spice One on there. You know Exit's on there. Fred Stein on there, Dead Walkers, all kinds of people. Be looking out for that. Also, check out Sinister Sounds Underground Mix. Man. He just dropped part 2 of that. That shit's dope. All 90s, you know what I'm saying? Mob shit right there. Yeah, we're going to go into this AZ interview. I don't think what Chet is calling. Shit. You know what I'm saying? We're 0 for 3 here. We done struck out. But that's okay, you know what I'm saying? We got a whole motherfucking ballgame to play. We ain't done. We're going to keep coming back with more shit. You know what I'm saying? Before the end of the week, there will be another episode of the Murder Master Music Show. Underground Saturday night, episode, I think, 52 this Saturday. Church of Reality, we'll be coming back this Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Just keep fucking with us. UGSforLife.com. You know what I'm saying? Hip Hop Roundtable Monday. What are you doing this week, Pat?
D-Tag, man. Yeah. We're gonna play
D-Tag. Yeah. Shout out to D-Tag, man, producer for the Netherlands.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do D-Tag this week, and then the following week, I'm hoping that I'll have the new G-Rap Saigon track, and I'm gonna just do a whole G-Rap Saigon episode because I'll have like five different songs for both of them, and then
wow. Cool G-Rap.
Yeah, and then after that. I think I'm gonna have like Brady Gaza on a show, and we're gonna do some like collaborations, and then we're gonna have a Living Dead episode. Have the LDP guys on, and so yeah, man, we got like a bunch of dope ass shows coming up, man.
That's what I'm talking about. I see Mac J. They got Let's Go season 2 filming right now. Did they say when they're gonna be ready to drop that?
I think it's coming out, I want to say sometime in June or July. I'm not exactly sure the exact date, but I know they're filming right now. They might even be filming as we speak right now. I'm excited to see what they got going for the second season.
Yeah. You was talking a couple weeks back. You was telling me there's some other shows out there, too. So people are catching on and they're starting to do these web series, you know.
Oh, yeah, a lot of some good ones, man. They all over the country nowadays, too.
Might be the alternative to these high-ass cable prices. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Get on YouTube, start watching these web series. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, hell yeah, that's what's up, man. Bring them back on the show. We got, you know, a lot of stuff in the works, you know what I'm saying? Gonna actually be having, I've been talking with Fresh Kid Ice and his people. We're going to be having him on the show. I want to say this, man. He posted something earlier today. It made me sick. It was the Wikipedia page of the True Life Crew, man. They X'd him off of history. Like, they, you know how they say current members and past members? They erased him off of the past members, which is crazy because this is the man that pioneered the group, the start of the group. You know what I'm saying? You can't get rid of him. And, you know, that's horrible. So we hope to have him on the show to speak about that, you know what I'm saying? And we can't let that happen as fans, people that know the truth. You can't just write a man out of history.
Nah, you can't.
Especially something creative, you know. And there's a lot of snakes out there, people. Be careful. These motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, cut your own heart out and try to feed it to you. Watch out for these motherfuckers. With that said, let's get the hell out of here, man. Let's hear my cheesy questions with AZ. And then later on, we got the homie Mac J join me. And then Pittsburgh Pat, you know what I'm saying, got the the opportunity to talk to one of his favorite artists, man. This is a dope moment right here in the Murder Master Music. So this is AZ, you know what I'm saying. We'll be back hopefully here in a day or two. EGS for life.
Man, first and foremost, AZ, man, it's been a long time, man. You been good?
I'm still here. I'm still, you know, got a fighting chance, you know?
Definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's hard to believe that Do or Die, you know, is 22 years old right now. Classic album, you know what I'm saying? But you got a part two of that coming, man. Man, how does it compare to the original? Or is it something totally different?
I mean, it's totally different. I mean, you know, decades done passed. You know, the mindset has changed, more business oriented. So it's a different dialogue, but it's a much needed dialogue. So I'm looking forward to see, you know, how it hits the fans and how they, you know, perceive it and embrace it.
Yeah, most definitely. you know, a couple years back you wrote a book, and it's been getting a lot of praise. Tell everybody about that, man, because I know isn't it getting picked up for, like, some type of a film?
Well, right now, it's called Jewels, Gems, and Treasures. I put it out in 2015, actually, you know, and I'm just trying to keep everything in-house, but I've been getting a lot of love, and, you know, as far as the films, I'm gonna make it a film myself, but I'm sitting down with a lot of people now talking about, you know, a couple of movie scripts, but the book itself is basically like a memoir, you know, on where I was in certain type of zones when certain albums was coming out, you know? So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, it seems like you really got a lot of things going, a lot of things in the works, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this Do or Die 2, man, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. You got any features on there we can look forward to? Or?
Well, right now, you know, all I'm dealing with, you know, I just put a little single out called Save Them with Raekwon and a Prodigy from Mobb Deep. I put that out just to test the waters, see what's going on out there. But I'm getting ready, actually in June, put something out real heavy. You know, I'm trying to keep the features low and do what I do. I think I can hold an album down myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, bro. The last album
okay.
you released was Legendary. 2000, I believe it was 2010, 2009, if I'm not mistaken.
It was, not to cut you off, that wasn't an album. That was just something I put together real fast and put out, you know. You got to keep the fans, you got to feed them until you really, you know, are ready to put an album out. But that wasn't an album, that was more like a mixtape.
That was a mixtape, okay. And, you know, here we are, 2017. Obviously, my question is going to be, where you been? Yeah, I know you've been working, you've been busy, but where's the music been, man? Because I know the fans have been dying for some new AZ.
Well, you know, every year I try to put out something. I put out, you know, Feel My Pain, We Moving, Red Magic. Back to myself, you know, every half a year something, I put something out so I'm in the right position. Because music is all day, but you still got to have the business behind. That's why they call it the music business. And, you know, I just try to lock into a situation where I can put music out and at the same time, you know, collect the revenue. So I've just been positioning myself through the years. So that's why the book came out. I stay on tour, you know. I stay doing the shows and moving around, so... Right now, I think a situation I'm locking in as we speak, and I'm looking forward to putting that Do or Die 2 out like September, October.
Yeah, so it's coming this year, and people definitely going to be hyped for it, you know what I'm saying? You accomplished a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, throughout your career. You did a lot of good things. One of the things that I always liked was the firm,
uh-huh.
you know what I'm saying? Whatever happened with that, man? Because I think that could have been a super group. I mean, it was a super group. But
right.
You know, why didn't you guys ever do another one?
Well, you know, that was just a one-off. You know, everybody had their own careers. There was a lot of cooks in the kitchen, you know, and it was like a test run at the end of the day, you know what I mean? So it did good. It did love, you know. Dre went back to do his thing. The Trackmasters did their thing, and... You know the story of Nas and Foxy and all of that. So it was a one-off, really. But it'd be a good look to try to, because I think this year made it the 20th anniversary, so we're looking to try to do something for the fans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. You're going to be doing some stuff with Nas then, you said?
Right. We'll try to, you know, do something for the fans real soon for the 20th.
Definitely. You know, Do or Die, you know what I'm saying, Illmatic, both of those albums, man, they were just two of the most legendary albums out of the 90s, man, critically acclaimed,
right.
Loved by many people, you know what I'm saying? What about, you know what I'm saying, nowadays, you know, when you look at rap music nowadays, a lot of the guys, man, they're not even speaking words. You being a prophetic MC, you know what I'm saying, real tight lyrics and everything. How do you feel
right.
about all this, like, what they call mumble rap stuff?
Well, I mean, you know, the game evolves and it changes, and I guess this is their code of communication right now. I mean, it's more simple, it's not complex, and I guess the younger kids can digest it better. So you can't knock it, it's selling. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something totally different than
definitely
what we're
different.
Used to. You know,
right. At the end of the day, we come from the core of it, the claw. We from the claw, so. But you know, everything waters itself down. You know, that's just life.
Do you think it? You know, everything comes back full circle. Do you ever think lyrics will be more relevant in hip hop again?
From how I see it, I wish it would do. You know, because it adds so much more than just being lyrics. You know, it was like a code of communication. It was like school at the same time. It was schooling the masters. You know what I mean? Giving us information and understanding of the world, because there were so many different genres of it at the same time. You know what I mean? But hopefully it comes back. Everything goes around.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? What about you know what I'm saying, as far as like touring and shows? You plan on doing some touring to support this album? And
I'm definitely gonna hit the road as soon as the album come out. Right now I'm doing a lot of spot dates. You know, headed to Philly today. Pennsylvania, another part of Philly tomorrow. You know, I try to stay on the road every so often. But as far as the tour, we're trying to definitely get a tour going by the end of the year.
Yeah. Oh yeah, most definitely, man. That's what I'm talking about. You know, what about as far as, you know what I'm saying, you know, doing any, like you said, you're doing the movie stuff or anything. You gonna do any television? You got anything like that in the works? You know, reality TV or any shows, documentaries?
Yeah, no reality shows, but as far as movies, trying to put a few things together.
Yeah, fuck all that reality shit.
Yeah,
there's enough reality and real reality in your music versus that bullshit they got on TV anyways, man. But you always stuck to the craft, you know what I'm saying, in hip-hop. You always stayed true to the roots and to the core of hip-hop. Who were some of your, biggest influences when you were coming up?
Yeah, everybody from the middle of the 80s to the beginning of the 90s, everybody was out. I got the name, just four or five would be an insult. Everybody. That was the essence of hip-hop. Though we had the four fathers that started it, Cold Crush, and Fantastic and all that, but, you know, when the Rise and the Canes and the EPMDs and Slick Vicks and KRS came to the table, it was a whole different feel.
Oh. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? Going back a little bit, the success is Straight Outta Compton went through the roof. You know, Dre, NWA in the Hall of Fame right now. What was it like working with Dr. Dre, man? Was he like a mad scientist and all about business? Was he fun? What was the atmosphere like in the studio with him?
I just getting it done. Like when you're in the studio with anybody, you got a goal to fulfill. You want to make some records, and you're getting in your vibe, you know? Politics. Everybody has their own special technique. His was the music, and we just sat down and put the poetry to it. But it was a good energy, good chemistry.
Yeah. Did you? I mean, you already well on your way. You already accomplished a lot of things, you know, when you started work with him. But what did you learn anything from Dre yourself? If so, what did you learn from him?
I don't think I learned anything. I just just gotta stay focused. I mean, now in hindsight, to see where you're at now, just basically staying on your grind, staying on your bike, and stay focused. That's it. Stay pushing, and he pushed it, and he hit his number.
Yeah, most definitely. Tell us about the single. You got a single you just dropped. Produced by was
Save
it produced him. By Buck Wild.
Yeah, produced by Buck Wild, called Save Him, featuring Big Fun and Prodigy. Basically, just, say to people what's going on musically now. That's all. Like, I get a lot of people that come up to me every day, like, yo, baby, what's going on with the sounds? Even though I respect the sounds because it is what it is for this genre, but I guess from the core fans, from my peer group, you know. Yes, they saved me. So I took that and I flipped it into this, to the song, and I put together those for my same era. There you have it.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. People looking for it. People looking forward to it, and that's for sure. You know what I'm saying? You dropping a video for it?
Yeah, we just finished shooting the video last week. Should be out another week or so. So I'm looking forward to that, seeing it.
Oh, hell yeah. You know, Queen, you know, Nas and yourself, you know, Queens, legendary artists come out of Queens. Recently,
right.
Had a chance to interview the homie MC Shan again. Very humble cat, man. Did you grow up listening to him at all?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm from Brooklyn though, but at the end of the day, you know, Shan was one of the warriors on the forefront. You know, going to war with KRS-One, and you know, you had. Everybody represented what they represented, they borough. So I definitely was a fan from that era.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Now, Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, at that time, you know what I'm saying, you and Nas, you know what I'm saying, doing music together, Queens, you're from Brooklyn, you know, the Bridge Wars was long over. What was it like, you know what I'm saying, working with cats from Queens?
I mean, you know... I mean, to me, it is what it is. I mean, from my perspective, you know, we all did it, you know what I'm saying? But it was good to vibe with the A of life, you know, those that, you know, think like you or move like you. And, you know, it was a good experience.
Yeah, definitely, man, you know. That's the thing I like about you, AZ. You think outside the box. You're not just limiting yourself. You work with cats from the West Coast, from all over the place. You know what I'm saying? That's very important to do. A lot of these guys nowadays, they don't understand that. You know, you got to be willing to network with people. My co-host, Mac J, I believe, just hit the line. That you, Mac?
Yeah, that's me, Prez. What's going on with that?
Got AZ on the line right now.
What's going on with it, AZ?
Ain't nothing, just taking it easy.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Just want to let you know, man, I still bump that goddamn Sugar Hill, man. That's my shit.
I appreciate it.
We still
it,
rocking
man.
That shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that.
Y'all made timeless and classic music, man.
That's real. I appreciate that. That I mean a lot. I mean a whole lot, man.
22 years later, it's still, you know, like it was made yesterday. And like we were talking about earlier, I think it'll crush any of these little Uzi Verts or Yachty's or whoever the hell these guys are. You know what I'm saying? Because it's talent.
They're just doing their numbers, man. That's all. They're just doing their numbers, you know? We was young. We ain't know no better. We was just representing what we seen and what we live. You know what I'm saying? So I guess they just doing the same, representing what they living. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well... You know, definitely, I'll just put it to you like this. I'm glad I grew up in the era I grew up in. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, true indeed. Yeah, me too as well.
We got another co-host online, Pittsburgh Pat. Pittsburgh Pat, how you doing, brother?
Man, I just called it. I just got off work, man. And, man, I can't believe it, man. AZ.
What's up, man? What's going on with you?
Man, I swear to God, man, you can ask the two dudes on the phone, man. My top three favorite rappers of all time in New York, Cozy Rap, Saigon, and AZ, man.
Oh, wow, that's big right there.
Yeah.
Salute.
How was that show last night in Philly with Cool G, man?
No, actually, it's tonight. We had it there now.
Oh, it's tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's I wish I could be. I'm in Pittsburgh, man. I wish I could be there, man.
Yeah,
that's a hell of a show.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have
some fun
tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I always felt that, man, you was the most slept on, man. Like, your discography, it holds up against anybody's, man. And I tell everybody all the time, man, when they debating Ready to Die, Illmatic, I'm like, man, Do or Die That's the best one of them all, man. That's my favorite album, man. I can't even believe I'm talking to you right now, man. Real shit.
Man, salute. I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Man, this is one of the first times I'm like starstruck, man. Like, for real, man. You've been one of my favorite.
It every other episode with Pat.
Nah, that's all love, though. That's love right there.
Hey, D, I'm going to tell you how much of a fan I am, man.
Right.
One of my favorite songs of yours is that 12 Jewels remix that you and Saigon did.
Oh, why?
Yeah,
why,
man.
Why.
Like, I go that deep into your catalog, into Saigon's catalog. Like,
that's
y'all my favorite rappers. That's real shit, man.
Oh, man, that's respect, man. A lot of people don't know that particular song right there.
Yeah, man. I tell everybody that shit, man. I'm like, man, check this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel that, like, you and Cool G, y'all both, like, kind of, I don't know, man. Sometimes I feel like y'all don't get the respect you deserve. You know what I'm saying? And then I think that, like, Saigon is, like, the he's cut from your cloth. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the AZ of today. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, he don't get the respect he deserves either. And that's good that all you guys, like, work together every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
But, no doubt.
Yeah,
no
every
doubt.
Time I post that 12 Jewels shit, man, everyone's like, damn, that's hard as hell. I'm like, man, I told you, this shit I listen to every day, man. But,
that's real, my brother, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
man, so what's
keep
going
playing,
on with
keep
you,
playing
man?
It.
Oh, definitely, man. You should stay in my chat. I was just listening at work, man. I was just listening to the AWOL album when I was at work.
Okay,
just
yeah.
Now. But what you got going on right now, man? You got some shit coming out?
Yeah, I just put something out called Save Them. With Raekwon and Prodigy, so that's what's going on now, promoting that and getting geared up for this album, put it out by fourth quarter.
Man, that's what's up, man.
Yeah,
man, I'm so glad that you stuck with it over the years, man, because, you know, people that love that you know, gritty New York shit, man, like you're the definition of New York hip-hop, man. You know
that's
what I'm
real,
saying?
Man, I appreciate
people that listen to that New York shit, that love that 90s, you know, prime era, you know, era of New York, man, you're one of the few to keep that spirit alive, man. And that's the reason why I respect you so much, man, because you're talented enough to do any style that's popular, but you stuck to what you are, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never conformed.
Yeah.
You just did your thing, man, and I'll forever salute you for that, man.
Yes, sir. You're right.
You know
right, family.
Saying?
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You.
I appreciate you calling in this show, man. Like, we had a huge show last night, and man, you can ask Scott. The people I bring up all the time, like, man, the dudes I need to get on the show, and you're always one of the ones I mention, man.
That's real, man.
Yeah, man. Have you talked to like Nature or like Cormega, any of them guys lately?
Oh yeah. I'll probably stick here and there with little everybody. I just try to, you know, make sure they're good, make sure everybody's good here and there.
Yeah, man. One question I wanted to know, man, is I see Nas been getting a lot of love, man. He got that new like a little documentary or docu-series coming up on BET. Like, are you going to be in that? Or, like, they're at least going to tell your part of that story, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. That's mandatory. That's definitely mandatory.
Yeah, that's
mandatory,
man.
Right there.
Because that life's a bit till you die.
Yeah.
Man, that's the – man, that was the key song off Illmatic, man. You know what I mean? Like – You was pretty much the only guest verse on that whole album,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we didn't know it was gonna turn out to be what it was, so we was just doing us. That's it. Speaking from a New York perspective. That's it. So, you know what I mean? It's a blessing that it still get the love it gets.
Oh yeah, man. That's man, I'm telling you, Illmatic and Do or Die both, man, those are timeless classics, man. And that Life's a Bitch, like, your verse was so cold on that, man, when I heard that verse, I just never stopped listening to you, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how cool that was, man. You know what I mean? And I tell people that shit all the time, man, because I'm like a whole, I'm a huge Raekwon fan, too. And you know, you work with him a good bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, and
yes, sir.
And that's what I look for every time he drops something, too. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, where's AZ at?
Yeah,
you know, I always look for you on the guest spots, man.
That's real, man. I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much,
fucking,
family.
Damn, man, I had no idea this interview was gonna happen, man. That's why I'm a little thrown off, man.
Nah, like, we here.
Hey, shook. So who are you working with nowadays, man?
Right now, I'm just working with myself. Now, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the album done. I'm trying to get the album done right now.
Hell yeah, man.
I was just going to ask you, like, being a legend in the game, like, how receptive is the newer generation that's coming out of Brooklyn and East New York and, you know, Harlem and shit like that in New York? How do young cats revere to you with you still making albums and shit?
I mean, they're gonna show their love and their respect, because it's beyond the music, man. It's about just having certain morals and principles and how you carry yourself, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. So, I mean, I'm always going to get love, be it New York, be it Pittsburgh, be it Houston, wherever, you know what I'm saying, because it's bigger than music.
Right.
It's always bigger than music. We got all the elements lined up, you know what I'm saying? That's something different than it ain't just rap, you know?
Right. It's the whole life, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like Pat was talking about the show we had last night. We had DJ Paul Bushwick, Bill, and a few others just sitting around talking, and we was basically talking the same thing. Like, just from the love of the music, brought everybody together to talk about other things and do different things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
That's why I'm happy for Pat, because I know Pat is a huge fan of yours. So it's like me with Spice One. I'm a huge fan of Spice One, and anytime we get a chance to talk to Spice, we got to let them know how, like, we still listen to y'all shit on daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody now hypnotized on what's the trend or what's popping on the mainstream. Like, I still bump shit that came out in 94, 95. Like, it's just came out today. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of y'all songs is the soundtracks of the day. Like, if I'm putting the truck away, I might have to, at my job, I might have to play some Pastor Troy or some shit to just get me, you know what I'm saying, amped up or something
That.
Like, if y'all made the soundtracks to our lives, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's something
real,
that when y'all still doing music, I be wanting to let people know, because the kids need to know this, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
a lot of times
right,
they don't know.
Sure.
They don't even know their history. It's our job to teach it to them, though.
Right, you indeed. I agree. That's facts right there. That's facts. I appreciate the love, though, no doubt. Man, I appreciate it a whole lot.
Like, when it came down, like, I always thought that, like, you and Nas complimented each other so well, because, like, you're different, but you're kind of the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why the chemistry, I feel so good. But, like, I think both of you guys are, like, a perfect example of just a lyricist. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if I was to introduce, you know, what I think of a pure lyricist to somebody that's never listened to hip-hop before, I would probably play your music. You know what I'm saying?
That's
just get a little bit of all the little, you know, different techniques of lyricism. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
right,
why I always like this shit. You know what I mean?
I was wondering,
do you ever run into, like, MOP anymore? Like, you guys ever work together anymore?
Oh, yeah, your fam. That's family. I love MOP.
Yeah.
Man. I love them.
Yeah,
they get you energetic and hyperactive.
Hell yeah. I just saw last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago. You might even have been there, to be honest with you. I don't know. But Saigon posted something. It was him, Cool G Rap, and Lil Sam. They was rocking out. I don't know if it was a little video shoot. Yeah, I don't know if it was like a little video shoot for Cool G Rap's thing or what. Like, he just posted it on Facebook real quick. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I'm like, man, they need to throw AZ in there. That's a perfect.
That's real.
Yeah, man. So what's up with you and Nas, man? You guys gonna work together? I know he got a new album coming out soon.
Yeah. He all the way on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast, so time permits, we're gonna make it happen. Other than that, I know he's working and I'm working. So
yeah, definitely, man. I mean, it'd be great to hear that collaboration. You know, this long after Illmatic, but
yeah.
I mean, the important thing is, man, is both of y'all still doing music, man. Regardless if it's together or apart, man. Like, you know, I feel that your catalog speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really need a Nas to bounce off of. Like, your shit speaks for itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Mr. Escobar. Showtime Escobar.
So what's up with this tour? How many shows you doing with Kool G? You're doing this silly thing tonight, man. I know he was on a European tour and a U.S. tour. Are you on the whole tour with him, or are you just doing a couple of dates?
No, I'm just doing a couple of dates on my own. I'm working on my album, so when that's done, then you think about it. I'm just doing a show tonight with him. I have another show tomorrow in Allentown, and then I'm back to finishing the album.
Oh, that sucks, man. Well, I'm gonna sign your shit, man, on social media, man, and best believe, you know, you'll have me behind you, putting it on all the social media and shit, promoting that thing for you, man, because, like I said, man.
Hell yeah, or Pat, you need to find out when they in your area and hit one of them shows up, man.
Look, man, I just found out, man, if you look on my Facebook the other day, I was like, man, I need to get to this. Then I was talking about the Kool G AV show in Philly. I'm like, man, like, I didn't know it was happening. Or I would have, you know, because I got family out there, I would have tried to make it work. But, you know, 24 hours, I didn't have time to get there, man. But, you know, that's something that
it's all good. You catch him on the rebound. Yeah.
Oh,
yes, sir, right?
Yeah,
what's up, family? All right, we're getting ready to pull up to the hotel now and get ready to do sound check and all that. So, but appreciate
y'all
having me.
AZ.
Yes, thank y'all, man. Thank y'all.
Man. You have no idea, AZ. Thanks a lot, man.
Yes, sir, family.
You take care, brother.